It's Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. You're listening to the UBC's radio station, which has been on air forever, it seems, and the most listened to college station on the west coast of Canada, evidently. I gotta check that. That's old. That might be old information, but I like to believe it anyway. And this is Bleak, and Exquisite Corpse, of course, bringing you the audio art, experimental, sound collage, and whatnot. We have a collage to begin you off with today, a little tribute that was made by me, actually, last night. And just one of those things I figured I needed to do, and it is also May 17th, isn't it? May 18th, of course, 27th anniversary of the death of Ian Curtis of Joy Division. So maybe by the last half hour of the show, we'll give you a Joy Division send-up, and that should be fun. So, without further ado, as they say in, you know, college radio, let's get on to the tribute thing that I've made for you to listen to.
Exquisite Corpse with DJ.
No, that's not it. I wish people would turn these things back on single play. That'd really be helpful. There we go.
Let's begin with prayer, shall we? Our Father, we thank you for this new day, the day that you have made. And here at the Creation Conference, may your truth be so disseminated that we shall hear and be changed forever to the glory of your Son, for Christ's sake. Amen. Yesterday, we talked about illicit sex. Today, the world has gone sex crazy. You know, you've almost got to be a homosexual to be recognized in the entertainment industry anymore. They didn't mean, some of the guys, real good guys on it.
Maybe they don't have the information. That's why we've been blocked out of
5 and 8 and 10 marriages. Big deal, just another moral pervert. Then there's the myth of global warming. We found out last week that the study was funded by the Hewlett Foundation, which is the number one funder of pro-abortion organizations in America.
No way are they going to let us in. They need far more faith to believe what they believe. All mortals are responsible to him. Listen to the words here in Isaiah 40.
Big deal.
And I agree with the founding fathers.
We're worried about everything melting and our carbon emissions bringing the temperature up. The world's going to flood and everybody's going to die. Big deal. I remember in the 70s when those same people were saying we're in for global cooling.
The same year America was discovered. Look at every detail, but never, never, never lose sight.
Movie stars not married to each other. That reminds me, I'll preach Sunday on the myth of global warming.
The ACLU's got to take a lot of blame for this. Throwing God out of the public square, out of the schools. The abortionists have got to bear some burden for this because God will not be mocked, and when we destroy 40 million little innocent babies, we make God mad. I really believe that the pagans and the abortionists and the feminists and the gays and the lesbians who are actively trying to make that an alternative lifestyle, the ACLU, People for the American Way, all of them who tried to secularize America, I point the thing in their face and say, you helped this happen.
Terse but true. But the basis of democracy is that God is our creator. That's the basis of the American experiment. By the way, I have more respect for an atheistic evolutionist than a theistic evolutionist. And he wants us to recognize him as such.
For our kids. And don't ever be proud of our kids.
There are three things I've learned from this verse in Romans 1:25. First, if they're going to take over a culture, in our case, destroy a nation, we've got a Supreme Court that's wavering 5-4. On whether the Ten Commandments belong in public schoolhouses and courthouses and on the public square, when any student of history knows that this nation was founded upon those commandments.
Illicit sex has become the downfall of many in the Bible. I mean, just, they didn't mean, some of the guys, real good guys on it, just naive.
The ACLU and all the Christ haters, the American People for the American Way, NOW, etc., were totally disregarded by the Democrats and the Republicans in both houses of Congress as they went out on the steps and called out on to God in prayer and sang God Bless America and said, let the ACLU be hanged. That in other words, when the nation is on its knees, the only normal and natural and spiritual thing to do is what we ought to be doing, and all the time, calling upon God.
Amen.
The jury's still out. There's no such evidence there.
That the pagans and the abortionists and the feminists and the gays and the lesbians who are actively trying to make that an alternative lifestyle, the ACLU, People for the American Way, all of them who tried to secularize America, I point the finger in their face and say, you helped this happen.
And he mentioned the feminists, which I thought was rather remarkable. I didn't even know he knew what a feminist was. I was surprised to see the word, because you don't really see it in print much, except kind of in a historical context. And I thought, that's interesting. You thought it was the feminist. That's what upset God. To think that during this century, women had actually said, I'm not working in the kitchen anymore. I'm going to join the workforce. I want to be a part of the workforce. I want to make decisions too. And not only that, I want the same money as a man. And I want just as much power as a man. And I want to be in charge of my own destiny.
Because?
And God apparently looked down.
Don't ever.
Into the kitchen. And there was no stew on the stove.
But they're immoral.
But somewhere, for some reason.
And the spice rack was in disarray.
Maybe they don't have the information.
And God saw this, and he was not pleased. And so he said, I will smoke them!
With all that said, many, many people are against evolution. And they won't admit it, but it's because they're against the Bible. They're against the Word of God.
I totally concur, and the problem is we have adopted that agenda at the highest levels of our government, and so we're responsible as a free society for what the top people do, and the top people, of course, the court system.
You know, you almost got to be a homosexual all over the world, and for them to become heroes for our kids.
I totally concur.
And secondly,
illicit sex has become the downfall of recently 86 religious leaders, some of them evangelicals.
All they can do is call us bad names. I've only seen what they've done so far, but I can tell you that it's going to be the Disney world of this part of the nation. I vote pro-life, pro-family, and that's what Mr. Bush is. I campaigned for him, and it's amazing they're trying to threat one of his staff members for allegedly divulging information about somebody who was a CIA agent. And yet we had one in there 8 years who was sleeping with young ladies in the White House, and these same people weren't even disturbed about it. So I have little time for their hypocrisy.
We haven't even begun to see what they can do to the major population.
I love them, pray for their souls, but they're immoral. But there are many who want to break the economic back of America.
That identify God as the creator. That's what Mr. Bush is.
I totally concur. And the problem is we have adopted that agenda at the highest levels of our government. And so we're responsible as a free society for what the top people do.
And he wants us to recognize him as such.
Falwell came out for Hillary Clinton. I certainly hope that Hillary is the candidate, he said, according to the LA Times, which had him on tape. Nothing will energize my constituency like Hillary Clinton. If Lucifer ran, he won it. Falwell added.
Joining us now from Alexandria, Virginia, is William Bennett, a leading conservative voice and author of the book, America, the Last Best Hope. Bill, thanks so much. Yeah. How big of an imprint did Reverend Falwell leave on the Republican Party as we know it today?
They're immoral.
Well, pretty big imprint, pretty big footprint back in 1979 with the moral majority and into the 80s.
Why? I said because I don't believe in global warming in the first place. I don't believe we caused it.
I have to say, as you got into the 90s, Jerry Falwell left a lot of the public stuff and went back to his ministry.
I am the Lord, your Holy One,
and the ministry was always very central to him.
The world's going to flood and everybody's going to die.
At the time of the famous John McCain
or
condemnation of Jerry Falwell, Falwell had really become a more marginal figure in politics.
Where I have differed in the past and continue to differ with Mr. Falwell and Mr. Robertson is on issues such as the issue of President Clinton. I voted to impeach President Clinton. I don't believe he's a murderer. Mr. Falwell believes that he's a murderer. Mr. Robertson has espoused some cockamamie theories about the Freemasons. I believe that they have led some very good and wonderful people in a message of intolerance. We share the same values, but their practice of politics is exclusionary and not inclusionary. I want the party of Abraham Lincoln, not the party of Bob Jones.
So he was certainly one of the major players. I don't mean to diminish it.
The movement he created, is that gone? Because you bring up Giuliani, who is pro-choice, which goes against, of course, Republican party lines. So
right.
Is the movement that Jerry Falwell created, is it gone?
No, it's not gone at all. It's
our BHAG, our big, hairy, audacious goal, is 50,000 students, 25,000 actually on the campus, 25,000 distance learning, so that we can produce enough God-loving, God-fearing, creationist Christians who can go as attorneys and physicians and scientists and artists and professional athletes and businessmen and women, educators, and pastors, missionaries, evangelists, out in the to infiltrate the culture, and in America and around the world, stretch out over billions of light years and be changed forever. A moderate is just a palatable word for liberal, which is a curse word. For Christ's sake, amen.
Let's make rock and roll. First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Ah, here you go, yeah. Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Now we need somebody to sing the words. To say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., right here on CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
CITR Podcast Update, number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR, Vancouver, and let's see, it is about 8 o'clock here. So, yeah, CITR 101.9 Vancouver, the legal ID, which we are supposed to do on the hour. So there you are. And what have I got for you? The Young Gods right now. I'm the Drug from a surprising new album. Surprising to me anyway. I haven't seen it yet. Super Ready and Fragment. Not sure if it's a re-release or not, but we'll just listen.
Nous sommes allés sur l'autre rive, traverser, traverser, un point c'est tout. Parle-moi du monde, parle-moi du monde. Parle-moi du monde, à point c'est tout. Sur le sable, j'ai adoré, adoré. À point, c'est quoi? Cette douceur dans ta voix nous a guidés, nous a guidés. À point, c'est toi. Parle-moi du monde, parle-moi du monde, parle-moi du monde, à point c'est tout. ce chant avec toi. Un point c'est toi, un point c'est tout. Ne parle moins du monde, ne parle moins du monde. Je ne veux pas le moins du monde. Un point c'est tout.
So I think you're beginning to see the power here of the Thimbletron, especially in terms of James Brownian motion. Do you understand now what's going on with this? All right. You understand?
Some of the new Amon Tobin, Horsefish, from that new CD. Amon Tobin, and it is, what's it called? Foley Room. Name of the album from Amon Tobin. And before that, we heard some Evolution Control Committee and some new stuff on their website there. James Brownian Motion, available at evolutioncontrol.com, I believe it is. Young Gods in there as well. Un Point C'est Toi. C'est Tu, C'est Toi. Anyway. White Mice, Rat Hard Dead. It was the loud death metalish piece we heard earlier on. Before the announcements, Air Conditioning was in there also with Trash Burning from Dead Rails. And Officer Fish Dumplings did 6 months from their new album. Moving on into Tobias Lilja now, A Settlement of Dust, an Exquisite Corpse.
Turn your Thoughts
Okay, that was sudden. The people from Chicago Underground there, including Rob Mazurek, but under the name Exploding Star Orchestra, also featuring Nicole Mitchell from Frequency, and John McIntyre, Jeff Parker, and John Herndon of Tortoise. Exploding Star Orchestra, We Are All From Somewhere Else, the name of the album. Valet was in there. From Blood Is Clean, the album Blood Is Clean. My Volcano, the name of the song. And this is Exquisite Corpse Radio. Just a few things to get to before Joy Division segment.
Radioactivity. Are you radioactive? From June 11th to 16th this year, hundreds of radiophiles will descend on Vancouver for the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference, presented by Vancouver's very own CITR Radio. Featuring over 50 workshops covering everything from podcasting and turntablism to documentary production, and taught by CBC personalities and nationally known campus and community radio producers, this conference has something for everyone. Plus, every night, delegates are treated to our concert series, including bands like the No Luck Club, the Evaporators, the Choir Practice, the Beelines, and many more. Check out www.citr.ca/conference for more info. See you in June.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Some Joy Division there. Something Must Break from Permanent, and we heard Glass before that from Substance. Colony was from Closer. The Kill was from Still. The Only Mistake we heard from Permanent, and that's five in a row Joy Division tracks. We have one coming up in the background now. It's called Insight from the Unknown Pleasures album. More downbeats and introspective, which is usually the Joy Division signature. But the most brilliant band, probably, in my knowledge. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Joy Division and Transmission there, and Insight before that, and Something Must Break in there as well, and Glass. Did I tell you that? And I got to get out of here soon, but I wanted to leave you with one more track. Thunderbird Radio Hell is next. This is Momus trying to explain it all. Listen for the Joy Division reference in it very closely. What will death be like? From Momus. See you later.
Spanish maracas that rattle inside your last breath. Death will be unlike the Mexican festivals, skeletons wearing top hats. Death will be unlike the brownstone apartments, the dynamite or dereliction collapse. Death will be unlike the mandolin that the hangman relaxes by playing. Death will be unlike the hound of the Baskervilles, chilling the world with its bane. Death will be unlike the British Museum, its bodies from peat bogs and bones. Death will be unlike the curse of the mummy that turns the explorers to stone. Death will be unlike a great roller coaster, a plunge from a boast to a scream. Death will be unlike mahogany coffins, great pianists playing their wildest, strangest dreams. Death will be unlike a garden in autumn, where poets can sit and compose. Death will be unlike the granite memorials, where memories wither in rows. Death will be unlike the charge of the Light Brigade, Alfred Lord Tennyson rhymed. Death will be unlike the thin piece of paper that Reagan and Gorbachev signed. Death will be unlike the hospital bedside with Novocaine needles and cards. Death will be unlike the great day of judgment when God the headmaster presents the awards. Death will be unlike the marriage that bickers till death has to part. Death will be unlike the dreams of the young man who sang. Love will tear us apart. Death will be unlike TV documentaries showing us life from outside. Death will be unlike the Buddhist nirvana the moth seems to seek in the light. Death will be unlike the cities of crystal they build in a few grains of smack. Death will be unlike the long picture window the coffin looks through to a widow in black. Death will be unlike a room full of spiders all clinging together and crying. Death will be unlike the wedding guest story, the ship drifting lost and the dead sailor sighing. Death will be unlike the din in the steeple when cholera poisons the village. Death will be unlike the illumination that Tolstoy provided for poor Ivan Illich. Children glimpse through the chinks in the boardwalk. Death will be unlike the magical land of the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe. Death will be unlike the treacherous virus that murders the lovers with AIDS. Death will be unlike the phantoms of freedom that lead the crowd over the barricades. Like the night thoughts of late call when ministers stop being cozy. Death will be unlike the pit and the pendulum co-starring Bela Lugosi. Death will be unlike the bulge of the mouse inside the boa constrictor. Death will be unlike that drunkard, the phoenix so tight on the moonshine of golden elixirs. Death will be unlike that violent pornography dear to the Marquis de Sade. Unlike the last stitch of clothing the stripper discards as her nipples grow hard. Death will be unlike the bankrupt handing over the keys to his house. Death will be unlike the last day of summer when insects grow stupid and swallows fly south. Death will be unlike the skull of a merchant that slants through the portrait by Holbein. Death will be unlike that strange proposition on silence, the Tractatus of Wittgenstein. Death will be unlike your holiday snaps when the camera lets in the light. Death will be unlike the honest but cold-blooded bank clerk whose hobby is homicide. Death will be unlike the hands of the clock coming together at midnight. Death will be unlike the grim amputations of medical students locking on rag knife. Death will be unlike the hijacker's voice in the heads of air traffic controllers. Death will be unlike the seas of thunders on Liv Ullmann vanishing under the rollers. Death will be unlike the abbey the pilgrims all saw when they prayed. Death will be unlike the unholy land at the end of the children's crusade. Death will be unlike the hell in Wicklow Mr. Sartre informs us is just other people. Death will be unlike the traveling salesman who woke up one morning transformed to a beetle. Death will be unlike 2001, the room at the end of the ride. Death will be unlike the rock that Charles Bronson let loose on the Lower East Side. Death will be unlike the House of the Shades, the dark Cerberus guarded for Hades as master. And death will be unlike that lesson on infallibility, the Chernobyl disaster. And death will be unlike the empty career of the temp's vacillations gone permanent. Death will be unlike the unlucky omens the clairvoyant reads in the meaningless firmament. In the meaningless firmament.
Are you radioactive? From June 11th to 16th this year, hundreds of radio files will descend on Vancouver for the 2007 National Campus and Community Radio Conference, presented by Vancouver's very own CITR Radio. Featuring over 50 workshops covering everything from podcasting and turntablism to documentary production, and taught by CBC personalities and nationally known campus and community radio producers, this conference has something for everyone. Plus, every night, delegates are treated to our concert series, including bands like the No Luck Club, the Evaporators, the Choir Practice, the Beelines, and many more. Check out www.